Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thanks, Bill. Here's what's happening this week in America. Rupert steps down. Trap door in the daycare. Sex offender on the loose. And Americans more obese than ever. That's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, Rupert Murdoch stepped down as the chairman of Fox and News Corp. His son will now become the new chairman. He's 92. He's been in the business for 70 years. He inherited a local Adelaide, Australian newspaper from his dad in 1952, established the country's first national newspaper 10 years later, went on to acquire News of the World and the Sun in England in the late 60s, then bought the New York Post, New York Magazine, and the Village Voice. It was 1996 when he launched Fox News. What does this mean for Fox's political slant? Well, power was going to go to Rupert's second son, James, but he recently resigned over the editorial content of Fox. Lachlan, who is taking over instead, is supposedly more conservative than his dad. We shall see. A one-year-old died while at a Bronx daycare. Three others were hospitalized. They were from 8 months to two because they were exposed to fentanyl. The three other kids were treated with Narcan, and they're recovering. Authorities searched the daycare and only found trace amounts. They went back and searched again after they received a tip about a trap door in the floor. And sure enough, inside that trap door, they found bricks of fentanyl and other drugs. Can you believe these people? We have another escaped prisoner, this time a convicted sex offender, who escaped custody while he was receiving medical treatment at a St. Louis hospital. 45-year-old man serving a 30-year sentence. He just walked right out of the hospital. No one asked any questions. 3:54 in the morning yesterday, two Missouri Department of Corrections officers were guarding him when he escaped. Not sure if they dozed off or what. They don't even know what direction he went in once he walked out the hospital's front door. We are getting fatter. In 2021, 19 states had 35% of adults or more who were obese. Now it's 22 states. Only six states have between 25 and 30% of their population obese. Vermont, Massachusetts, New Jersey, Colorado, California, and Hawaii. No state is less than 25% obese. But only 10 years ago, not a single state had more than 35% of its population obese, and now 22 of them do. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. The great Bill O'Reilly is here with your message of the day. Next.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Senator Mitt Romney has announced he will not seek re-election in Utah, bringing out rabid partisans on both sides to malign him. So what does that say about Mr. Romney himself? Not much. I have known the senator for more than 20 years and believe his legacy is mixed. As governor, he ran the very liberal Commonwealth of Massachusetts pretty well. As senator, he lost his way feuding with Donald Trump. As a presidential candidate running against Barack Obama in 2012, Mitt Romney totally blew it. In fact, one of the few arguments I had with Roger Ailes, the boss at Fox News, was over Romney. I was reporting that although President Obama had some major weaknesses in his quest for re-election, Romney was far too timid in pointing them out. It was almost as if he feared Obama. Therefore, I analyzed Mitt was likely to lose. Well, Mr. Ailes did not like my take. Fine, but I wasn't going to modify it because it was true, and Romney did lose. I took no pleasure in that, but my job is to call him as I see him, which I did right up till Election Day. The Trump thing was stupid. The former president called Romney a loser. The senator despised him for doing that. So Romney voted to convict Trump in both Pelosi trumped-up impeachments. Foolish. On balance, Mitt Romney is a flawed patriot, as many of us are. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Okay, let's go into the mailbag. Alan Hinks, Manchester, Vermont, beautiful town, Manchester, particularly in the autumn. Vivek Ramaswamy was very refreshing. Appeals to me as I have a distrust of both parties. As a legal immigrant, I value my USA citizenship dearly, which the country remains the best spot on the planet. Vivek may be a bit young, but his enthusiasm and bold thoughts are what our country needs. All right, so we had Mr. Ramaswamy on yesterday. Got a lot of reaction to that. Sally Musselman, Trinity, Florida. Vivek was a great guest. Your interview was excellent, as always, O'Reilly. Very insightful. But not everybody. Robert, message board. Vivek Ramaswamy reminds me of a fast-talking used car salesman. Oh, come on now. Pre-owned car salesman, that's a cliche. I know a lot of them, and some of them are good guys. He has no chance of getting a Republican nomination. I agree with that. Tanya, concierge member, which means Tanya has direct access to me. It's an insurance policy for Tanya's life. Bill Vivek is extremely naive about Ukraine. The Ukrainians are never going to surrender their Russian-speaking territory. I don't think either side is going to give a lot there, but eventually something will have to break. David, concierge member, Trump will keep on with his non-participation in the debates to his own detriment. Meanwhile, those debate participants will slowly gain ground. Hasn't happened yet. Could, but Trump's way ahead right now. Neil Harrison, Arlington, Texas. How do you expect to reorganize the FBI without congressional approval? Neil, Congress doesn't have anything to do with the FBI. It falls under the executive branch, the president. The president controls the Justice Department. He appoints the attorney general. He appoints the FBI director. Congress doesn't have anything to do with it. Just funds it, okay? If a president wants to do away with the FBI, the president can do that by executive order. In a moment, something you might not know.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/BILL.
Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 331 years ago, 8 women were hanged in New England for conspiring with Satan. They would be the final victims of a religious frenzy that seized colonial America for nearly 2 years. Here is a story of the Salem witch trials. In early 1692, young girls began suffering seizures. A doctor described their condition as, quote, beyond the power of any natural disease, unquote. Other children complained they were being bitten by unseen creatures during the night. The Salem townsfolk accused multiple women of practicing witchcraft against the children. Over the next few months, dozens were put on trial. The youngest alleged witch, 4 years old, she eventually implicated her own mother upon questioning. That little girl was driven mad by this. The methods used to detect the devil in Salem were bizarre. The alleged witch would touch blindfolded members of the community. If they screamed, the person who touched them was guilty. Others were dunked in ice-cold water, then burned using a metal cross. In the end, many confessed to avoid torture. By September, 150 people were tried for witchcraft, 30 found guilty, 19 executed. Governor of Massachusetts finally stopped the madness when his own wife was accused of devil worship. She petitioned the Queen of England, who interceded on her behalf. And here's something else you might not know. The hunt for Satanists was not confined to New England. The worst witch hunt in history occurred in Central Europe 60 years earlier. In the 17th century, Catholics and Protestants waged war for control of Germany. Each side accused the other of doing the devil's work. Between 1625 and 31, more than 1,000 people were burned at the stake. For more incredible, and I mean that word literally, stories about the horror of Salem, Massachusetts, please check out my new book, Killing the Witches, on sale September 26th. Back after this. Spring is the perfect time to make smart financial moves like getting life insurance to protect your family. Did you know that 46% of Americans expect to leave behind debt? Policy Genius Life Insurance can cover those debts like mortgages, credit cards, car loans, college costs. In our Smart Life segment, understand that life insurance gets pricier with age and work coverage may fall short. Policy Genius simplifies by comparing quotes from top companies and ensuring unbiased advice. Their award-winning agents are ready to assist. So don't wait. Spring into action and secure your family's future. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 a year for $1 million of coverage. Head to policygenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes. That's policygenius.com.
That is the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. For more news and honest analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.